Hello and welcome to Bytes by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee of Internology and Actis Interactive Software. And today, the interviewee does the interviewer, or maybe we're getting that backwards.
I think we're switching up roles later today anyway.
Richard Campbell, who everyone knows in the .NET industry, most certainly in the ecosystem, famous for .NET Rocks and a number of other things. Thanks so much for joining us
today. Always a pleasure.
Now, normally we'd cover a number of things with you, but you have a very interesting customer right now. Do you mind telling our audience about it?
No, absolutely. We've been working on a project to, this is a company that literally has 90 offices in 75 different countries. And some of those offices have two people in them, and some of them have as many as 600-700 people in them. And we've just been trying to come up with good solutions for connecting all those offices together efficiently and figuring out what we need to run and what we can let go. So, I mean, the easy one here is we're big on Office 365. We're starting to move stuff over to the cloud. But there's about 1,700 apps in this the ecosystem of this company. It's unbelievably complicated.
1,700 legacy apps. Mm-hmm. Is this purely an infrastructure play, or are we talking about moving things to the cloud to get the benefits of economies of scale and things like that?
I think that's part of it. There's certainly some re-engineering. We're doing some enterprise service bus related work. It's a very complicated project, but it's been really interesting to get to this state of what can go cloud, what can't go cloud, what makes sense, what's actually successful. I mean, email's the easy win,
right?
Email's brilliant.
Especially with Office 365.
Everybody loves it. And really, we're selling Office 365 for the mail component. The phone and the rest of Office and so forth is kind of candy. We'll figure out the value of that over time. But, you know, what do we close the deal on? We close it on solving the exchange problem for our multinational, which is an interesting challenge all by itself.
Absolutely. And I can see numbers of challenges, but you caught my attention with that what makes sense not to move to the cloud statement.
And that's the one that's really been hitting us hard. It is, I feel like, you know, in SolarWinds, we look at Office 365. It's a SaaS play, really. Right? We're just buying
software. As a service.
Yeah, that's what it really is. We put it under the cloud moniker. And it's a totally sensible product. We're completely happy with it. But that's different from when we think about quote-unquote real cloud. Mm-hmm. You talk about more that elastic application. It scales automatically. It's custom and so forth. And migrating apps to that is incredibly difficult because the architecture is so different.
Sure.
It seems to me like it's completely a greenfield solution, that it's as we're making new apps, we're starting to look at, does this make sense to put to the cloud? Does its ability to reach across multiple nations make it the best solution, that regular internet connections make sense to it, that the way that it scales makes sense? But where we're really stumbling is just recognizing that there is only certain applications that naturally fall into that, stuff like mail and CRM and Dynamics and those kinds of products that were built from the ground up, really, to think in cloud form, work. When you take existing applications and you start trying to cram them into the cloud peg, you have a really tough time. And we've ended up pulling back on a lot of that stuff.
The other interesting part of that is these offices spread around the world that only have maybe two computers.
Two people. Yeah.
Probably partially disconnected, I'm guessing.
Especially when you get into...
That what you're struggling with?
Well, I think part of that is that the amount of bandwidth in some of these nations is fairly challenging. You cannot buy, say, an MPLS connection, a real high-end lease line connection.
Right.
There's not any of those available in Kazakhstan. We don't have that choice. We're just going to use DSL because that's what we can get. We're using 3G backup for some of the connectivity, just literally the little rocket sticks plugged into a NAT router because that gives us some kind
that's
of
backup. That's all you got, right?
It's what there is. And VPN is as sophisticated as we can get for security. There's just limits to all of those sorts of problems.
What a multi-headed, pronged monster you've got yourself into.
But interesting, because there's that
totally
constant movement. And so there, you know, that little office is thrilled to death with cloud stuff. They
sure
don't want servers in their office. They don't need stuff in the closet. It's crazy.
Yeah, right? Get it for free.
Just works.
Right.
Right. And when the power went out at the office and they went and worked from their home, they could work. Right. When the Fujishima incident occurred, they had offices there, and they needed to move them to Osaka. And if you've got stuff in the office, you can't pick it up and move it.
Now, this sounds to me like a multi-year, if not decade-long project.
Well, and many, many people. I'm only one, you know, one.
Well, a really smart one, but.
And really an architect. There are really smart people that have to build all
the
things.
You're an architect, so you don't have to work?
I don't have to do any real work, no. I get to tell them this is the best way. We're doing a lot of pilot projects. So we're experimenting with how do we, you know, let's look what a new small office architecture looks like. We look at things like regional data center models. Can we pull together multiple offices that run off a single data center that's close to where roughly where they are? And when I say close, it's not geography, it's ping time, right? So suddenly the paths of undersea cables are very important.
Oh, interesting.
Right? So it turns out that Chennai in India is closer to Dubai than, say, Azerbaijan. Even though it's a quarter of the distance, the way the cables run, it's easy to get to India. It's very hard to get to Azerbaijan.
And the router hops. And
exactly. It's how the cables lay down. You have to go all the way over there and so forth. So it's a very different map when you look at the way that the internet connects different places together.
Very interesting. Sounds pretty exciting. I can tell from your voice.
I just have a ton of fun.
Outstanding.
A very interesting project. But it's great to be part of this sort of hybrid cloud world where some stuff cloud, some stuff not cloud. You know, we wander past the brilliance of Office 365, but there's little things in there. For example, certain regulatory requirements mean that I have to have certain mailboxes for certain mail addresses in certain countries.
Compliance.
Right.
And governmental compliance.
Office 365 will allow me to drop a mail server in a country and then say those mailboxes live there and the other ones live in the cloud.
Interesting.
Just works.
Awesome.
It's magic.
Hey, that's and I'm sure the audience finds it very interesting too, but I got to let you go. Unfortunately, we could talk about this forever.
More. Yeah.
Thanks so much, Richard.
My
really
pleasure.
Appreciate it. And thank you guys for watching.